The Gemara in Masecht Zvachin Daf Mem Dalid Amar Aleph has a discussion on Machloikus of if one has Machsheves Pigla on a carbon, does that affect the status of the Nesachim as well? And the Gemara says that everybody agrees, Ramei and the Chachamim actually both agree that if somebody is not bringing the Nesachim at the same time that he's bringing the carbon, the halacha is that the Nesachim are not affected by the status of the carbon. The entire machloikus is only in a situation where the Nesachim are being brought together with the carbon. And the reason why the Chacham specifically, but even Rameya, agree that if you don't bring the Nesachim together with the carbon, the Nesachim are not affected by the carbon if they're not brought together. Because the Loch is maybe Adam, Karbonoi Hayoim, the Nesachim, and he could bring Afilu Acha, Lamacher, Afilu Acha, Seru Yomim. So as we learn this Gemara, it's a Gemara that we're learning, affects Hilchus Karbonos, as we explained, it affects Hilchus Pigel. But it's interesting to point out that this concept about bringing the Nesachim not at the same time as the carbon is used in another area in Shas, an area that seems not to be connected to what we're discussing here, but with very interesting halachic ramifications. The Gemara, Masechta Brachos, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis says, Amud will call a Kairi Krishna below Tefillin. If somebody says Krishna without wearing Tefillin, kill him made Eid Shekhar Ba'atzman. It's like he's saying, made Eid Shekhar Nakarish Baruch. Amr Chibar, it was Amr Rabbi Yochanan, kill Hikr Oil below Mincha, the Zevach below Nesachim. So there's a machlokes for showing what the Gemara means when it says, Rashi says that if somebody is saying Krishna and he's saying Oil Malchus Shemayim and he's now wearing tefillin, which is a sign that we are the Avdei Hashem, the tefillin are our sign that we're Avdei Hashem. So it's if we're saying something which is not true, because if we're Kadosh Baruch Hu's Avodim, where is the Chosen HaMelech? Others say that the Eid Sheker is in the Krishma, we speak about Ukshartim, about putting on the tefillin, where are your tefillin? But the question that's obvious is that this statement of Kilo Mei Eid Sheker Ba'atzmai is a very, very powerful statement. So what if Rav Chibar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan trying to add with Kilo Hikr of Oyle B'loi Mincha V'Zevach B'loi Nesachim? What's he trying to add with those words? So the Chayzul Lublin says that what is trying to be addressed with this statement is the question that comes up often. One question that comes up is that many people say the Karbonos every day, and some of them say the Karbonos even before they put on Talis Tefillin for whatever reason. And in the Karbonos, there's the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. So there are Pesukim that say if you're only saying the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, it's not a problem. Because, as we just explained, there are Rishonim that explain that the whole reason you shouldn't say Krishna without tefillin is if you're saying the Krishna Pshata that you're wearing tefillin, where are you tefillin? But in that, those people who say Shema the Kabbalists just say the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's no mention of tefillin in that one Pasuk. But there are those that say all three parashas. And certainly, according to Rashi's pshat, that the issue of saying Shema without tefillin, Kilmei Eid Sheker, is because you're Where's your chosen when you're declaring yourself an Eved Hashem? So that isn't resolved by just saying the pasuk Shema Yisrael. Moreover, the question comes up where people sometimes see that the Zman Krishma is approaching, and if the Zman Krishma is approaching and they won't be up to Krishma, they won't even have begun davening yet, what are they to do? So the halacha is that what they should do is they should say, they say Krishma, many of them make the Tanai of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, where Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that he should make a Tanai, that if I'm going to make it to Krishma on time, so this should be just like that I'm just saying psukim. And if I won't make it on time, and I don't want to be mekayim in the midst of Krishma without tefillin, without the Birkas Krishma. And if I will make it on time, then I should, if I won't make it on time, then I'm being Yotze Krishma now. And in fact, I saw from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal in his Sefer Halicha Shlomo, Perek Zayin Sif Yud Gimel, he discusses a situation where somebody said Krishma before davening, and he had in mind to be Yotze the mitzvah, and then as soon as he finished saying Krishma, he realized that this is not the really right way to say Krishma. The right way to say Krishma is with the Birkas Krishma, and he knows he can make it. So the question is, he already said Krishma, and he already had Kavana to be Yotze the mitzvah. Could he now, after he already did the mitzvah, have Kavana, it's Toch Kedei Dibur, of him saying the mitzvah, of saying Krishma, could he be Chayzer on that? And he says, L'chayra Nira Shatoyo. He says, I think the halacha is that it would be effective. And he gives interesting examples. He says, let's say somebody is in a shul where they're making Havdalah, and he decides that he wants to be Yotze the Chi of Havdalah with the Havdalah that's being said in the shul. And then he realizes that his family hasn't heard Havdalah, and he needs to make Havdalah for them. Or let's say somebody by the Seder, he says, was eating the Afikoyman. And then in the middle of the Afikoyman, when he had in mind to be Yotze Mitzvah Afikoyman, in the middle he realized that after Afikoyman, we know the halacha is you're not allowed to eat, and he's still hungry or whatever, he still wants to eat. So he has charota on the kavana to be Yotze the Mitzvah. The halacha is, even though the first, he had kavana to be Yotze the Mitzvah, and he says even a bigger chiddush, that even if the original kavana was a kavana that he had by expressing, by verbalizing the kavana, and the charota was only b'machshava, the halacha is he could be chayzer, he could have regret on that kavana, and now make havdalah again, or eat and then eat afikoyman again. So, but as we were saying, it comes up quite often that a person is going to have to say Krishna without the tefillin. A person is going to have to say Krishna without the brachas. And the Mishnah Berurah in Ayur Chaim, Simen Nun Ches, Sif Hei, already teaches us that people are so anxious to say Krishna with tzitzis, with the talus, with tefillin, with the, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'machron Krishna b'shvil tzitzis or tefillin, people who delay saying Krishna because they want to put on talus or tefillin, toim, they're making a mistake. El yikr Krishna b'brichaseb is man b'loy tzitzis tefillin. Say the Krishna with the brachas at the proper time, even though you don't have talus or tefillin, ukshin yeloi ngenichem v'yikabem Krishma, and when you'll have them, you'll say Krishma And then you'll say Krishma again or whatever. Says the Mishnah Berurah further. It's not only a situation where you're certain you're going to miss Krishma, that I'm telling you, says the Mishnah Berurah, say Krishma without the talis and tefillin. But even if it's a suffix, gam ken ein lahamten al talis and tefillin, don't wait for the talis and tefillin. You could say Krishma without talis and tefillin. But if there's no pressure, you're going to make it, yeah, yamten. Of course, you should wait till you have the talis and tefillin. Quoting what we began our shir, the kol ha'kayir Krishna b'loy tefillin kilmeid edusheka b'zman. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah further, v'yesh anoshim shema'achim z'man Krishna, the people that lose the z'man Krishna for another reason, b'zman b'shvil tefillin b'tzibur, that they want to say tefillin b'tzibur, and they're going to daven later, and they wait with the Krishna for that. The Gamzes, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shaloi Kedinu. The Kaponim Yizharu Likros Krishna Bismanoi Kod Mitfilo. So if any of these situations arise, says the Mishnah Berurah, say Krishna before you daven, or the Chavim Lotuspan. So Mishnah Berurah, in his Psak, is extremely sharp in telling us that saying Krishna in the proper Zman comes before anything else. Yet we have our Gemara, the Gemara that we quoted in the Sefer Brachos Daf Yud Daled, that's so sharp about somebody who says Krishna without tefillin, kilo meidei d'sheker. So, and we still need to understand what does Rav Chiya bar Abba mean to add where he says kilu hikrav oyle b'loy mincha b'zvach b'loy nusachim.